Today we'd like to see the title of A Still Small Voice in the 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 21. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel, on there we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Explain Elijah's running in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 12. And after the earthquake of fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Last question, verse 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh, using the auction's equipment, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Explain Elisha's conduct in the context, and what can you learn from here? In the last time, in the 1 Kings chapter 18, 41-46, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servants, go up now, look toward the sea, Mediterranean Sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand, rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, I am the king of Israel. Prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Rain. Elijah put his horse between his knees on the mountain Carmel seven times, probably silent and humble prayers. When from Mediterranean Sea to heaven was black with clouds and wind, there was a great rain. God answered his prayer here after 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who were at the Mount Carmel and were killed at the brook Kishon by God through his prayer. Ahab went to Jezreel by the Lord's hands. Elijah arrived there earlier than Ahab. There Elijah listened to Jezebel threatening message in this chapter. First one, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. That's question one. And went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Question one. After the hearing of Jezebel's threatening message, Elijah ran for his life. Here, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. God is righteous, and so all his ways are righteous. The righteous man's effective and fervent prayer avails much, as Elijah did two great spiritual victories. Number one, much rain. Number two, killing Baal and Asherah prophets. But now he was not so. Whoever lives by faith is the righteous person or the just person. Now Elijah was running away from Jezebel in the fear of the loss of his life, not working by faith, but by flesh. Even if we are threatened of our life, we better still work by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then is verse 4. But he himself went away a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It's enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness. "He might die, take my life. No better than my fathers." Showing his fear. Fear has two kinds of fear. One is a fleshly fear, the fear controlled by flesh. The other is holy fear, the fear controlled by the spirit. If agape love is not found in the fear, it is fleshly fear. If you honor God the Father of Jesus fully, it's a holy fear. For example, it's discovered whoever fears God contributes to churches wisely and deals ministers kindly. But the flesh of fear is a sign of lack of faith, causing discouragement and despair. Verse 5. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." An angel touched Elijah and said to him, "Arise and eat the baked cake," like Jesus called his disciples to come and eat breakfast at the Sea of Galilee. God's ways to work is not confined to one particular way. This is the problem of religious denominations rather than suggested denominations. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways because the heavens are higher than the earth. God's thoughts are much more than the sand of the sea, higher than the earth. His ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The Lord may heal the blind man with clay, his saliva, and washing in the pool of Siloam. And the Lord may heal paralytic by his word alone to arise and take up your bed and go to your house. Because our Lord is Almighty, whatever ways He wants, the Lord can work for His glory. often we look at the situation, we try to analyze and figure out the answer. Then we are prone to pray that God will follow our instruction. Is God your strong assistant? When we look at situation, you ask the Lord's solution. Oftentimes, God has a much simpler answer through God's glory, an applicable written word of God, and an open the door or situation. Yes, the Lord is our master. Now six, then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again, and the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you, too long." Verse 8. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights at the fire of Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah went down to Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai, where the tables of covenant, the Ten Commandments, the first, no other gods, second is no making idols, and so on. So for 40 days and 40 nights without additional food. 40 is a symbol over suffering or testing. Jesus also did a fasting during 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. The fasting represents to dedicate to God fully and to make yourself humble. Jesus was transfigured and met Moses and Elijah together on likely Mount Tabor, in the 5 miles or 8 kilometers of Nazareth in East Mount. Then is 10. So he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. I alone am left." Elijah thought himself dead. He was the only one remaining faithful prophet or minister based upon his knowledge. The children of Israel forsook his covenant. His known prophets were killed, and they were seeking to take his life. See verse 18. 11, then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. 12, and after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice." Elijah heard over a still small voice. Emotional experience, such as a noisy conference, is not necessary over a spiritually sensitive person or a heart-changing experience. When your soul and spirit are tuned in to hear the still small voice of the Spirit, whose word is the word of God, you may hear over it in your heart. The voice is not necessarily of the physical la'am, but over the spiritual la'am. Not the capital S represent against other devils, small s spiritual la'am. Verse 13, so it was when Elijah heard it, and he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." 15, Then the Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king of Syria. When you are often running in the opposite direction from which God wants you to go, God says, get back work. Jeremiah did not want to work, but God said, go get back to work. That is simply do God's work. Here, God said, return on your ways to Damascus, the capital city of Syria, to anoint Hazael as king of Syria for external judgment against Ahab, the evil king of Israel, and his wife Jezebel, who worshipped Baal and Asherah. Asherah is into apostates of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, reference. 16. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as the king of Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel, Meholah, you shall anoint a prophet in your place. God called Elijah the second anointing to Jehu, the next king of Ahab, for the judgment against Ahab, Jezebel, and their family members. Later, Elisha, the successor of Elijah, anointed Jehu as the next king through one of the sons of the prophets, likely a student of the prophet school, in order to strike down the house of Ahab, his master. And the third anointing to Elisha, his success, was called to Elijah by God. 17, it shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. The house of Ahab will be completely destroyed through Hazael, Jehu, and Elisha. Verse 18, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Elijah thought by himself he was the only one remaining faithful minister in verse 10. But beyond his knowledge and understanding, God reserved 7,000 of faithful remnant, not bound to Baal, nor kissing, or being loyal to the Baal. Even we live in the midst of apostasy in the United States of America, but they are his faithful remnant, even if we don't know them. So, though none go with me, still I will follow you. Beyond my knowledge, they must be faithful remnants. God preserve it. Verse 19, so he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. When Elijah threw his mantle to Elisha, he expressed his intention to make Elijah his successor prophet, because the mantle was important then to protect the body from cold, to use it as a bed, a seat, or a luggage. Later, when Elijah moved into heaven, he left his mantle. Then Elijah took the mantle of Elijah, completing the succession. Note, when God called Elijah into heaven, his ministry was over. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen, slaughtered them, probably, six oxen, boiled their flesh using oxen's equipment, and gave it to the people, and they ate And he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Elijah said in a farewell to his parents and gave up his farm job, following Elijah as his servant. Elisha had been trained by Elijah how to deliver God's word to the people as the duty of prophet. Here they ate the slaughter auction. Likely after peace offering of thanks to the Lord, Elijah was like Peter and Andrew, who immediately left his net and followed Jesus upon his calling. Was my life the proof that there is only one? So we covered all three questions. Let's just sing all together Maranatha song. So before that, you may see, you know, a lot of missionaries to report and praying there. May God bless you and everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.